It's a long weekend. I think we're all winning. Hope you get some time to yourself, the family. Maybe it's the start of your summer vacay. We are cranking up a new month here. It's August 1st. And if you're just laying low, maybe barbecuing in your backyard, taking it easy this weekend, maybe taking a movie. I'd sure like to go see this one myself. The Naked Gun reboot is in theaters this weekend with Liam Neeson playing Frank Drebin Jr., the son of Leslie Nielsen's character. He's trying to keep his father's memory alive by apparently preventing the closure of police squad in this one. Pam Anderson is his love interest.
I'll find them. This is what I do.
Says you serve 20 years for man's laughter.
You mean manslaughter?
Must have been quite the joke.
Oh, man. One critic said you got to stay for the closing credits because this movie's nothing but laughs. It's only 90 minutes, too, which is my kind of movie. And they said during the closing credits, one of the most hysterically funny scenes of the entire movie happens during the credits, I'm told. So there you go if you're going. Tomorrow night, our Saskatchewan Roughriders look to snap their winless skid in Montreal. The last time they won there, Trevor Harris was the starting quarterback, and that was for the Alouettes. And now the Green and White are going to try and snap that 4 years later. 2021 was the last time. But Green Zone pregame show will start at 3, the kickoff at 5 o'clock. Sam Amelis. He's out after suffering an injury against the Elks. Tommy Neild will step up for him. Peyton Collins is back on the offensive line after being injured in week one. He's replacing Darius Washington, a left tackle, and Daniel Johnson remains sidelined with a shoulder injury. And for Montreal, McLeod, Bethel Thompson gets the start at QB. Alouettes will also, though, be without their top receivers, Tyson Philipott and Austin Mack. With all that in mind, let's bring in the champ, Grey Cup champ, Green Zone analyst Belton Johnson here. What are you thinking after all of that?
Ooh, lots of injuries you read off there, Greg. And, you know, I guess it's really that time of the year. We're week nine, I believe, right?
Yep.
So, the Riders, I don't know. I think this game, I feel like it might be a defensive-type game. And the only reason I said it is because the Riders, they've only given up, 66 yards on the ground. I think the Alouettes right behind them with 75 yards on the ground or so. And, you got a lot of key players out right now. So I just see this as a slugfest, to be honest with you.
Wow, I am hearing a little Jamie Nye in your voice because Jamie in his commentary here said, because of the defenses, and they're both great, but because of injuries, he just thinks Montreal's got a bit of an edge. He's taken the Alouettes 20-18. So I'll get your score in a moment, but I'm starting to hear something in your voice there. I'll wait for your score. But Riders are tops in the West right now. With the Stamps losing last night, the Riders, they got a chance, Belton, to open up some breathing room in the standings if they can pull off a win. But it comes back to what you've been saying the last few games. They need a killer instinct. And who's going to give them that?
And they need that killer instinct. And, especially in the game, going out east, like you said, that they haven't won in Montreal in, the last 4 years. I think they got to pull their britches up and they just got to grind it out here. And the killer instinct, I think it's, for me, it's going to come down to that run game of Let and the O-line. Those are the guys we got to wake up and kind of get moving and pushing people around, to be honest with you.
Okay, well then, let me hear it. What's your score?
I have the Riders winning 22-17, Greg.
Jamie said 20-18 for Montreal. You got 22-17. It is going to be a slugfest. I hope it's not a boar fest.
No, I hope not.
But we'll have you on the pregame show tomorrow at 3 o'clock. You cooking up tomorrow or what?
Oh, yeah, we're cooking up something tomorrow. I hinted with Jamie, it'll be something to do with pork.
Okay.
You can go many ways with that, Greg.
Yes, you certainly can. I not so much, but I know you can. Belton Johnson, have a great weekend, buddy. Thank you.
Hey, have a great long weekend, Greg.
Saskatchewan.
You're listening to Chapel Row, and it's called The Subway. You can stream it, and it's going to be mega. No doubt about it. She can do no wrong right now. And remember that social media teaser where it looked like it was her red hair flying out the window of a U-Haul truck as it passed a Welcome to Saskatchewan sign with a bright yellow canola field in the distance? It was not her, but it was shot by a local media company, Captive Media, here in town. They said the music label sent out the request for them to go shoot it, and they took it upon themselves. So good on that. Captive Media right here in Regina, part of the song, which is very cool for the video that they were asked to shoot that. But yeah, as I've said previously, she has publicly stated she owes it, she said, to Saskatchewan to come play a date here now that she's referenced Saskatchewan. But of course, I'm looking now with this announcement of the new single, some new tour dates. It looks as if she's going to be off to the UK for the month of August. 4 or 5 dates in New York in September, and then it's open. Then nothing till October, where she's got a handful of US gigs. So nothing in Canada yet, but I bet she'll follow through. I bet she follows through and makes a Canadian date right here in Saskatchewan. We just hope it's going to be in Regina, right? And not Saskatoon. Really quick, I don't know if you caught this late yesterday.
And what you gonna do when Hulkamania and the largest arms in the world run wild on you?
Yeah, the coroner's report on Hulk came out yesterday, and as expected, it says he died of a heart attack. He also had an irregular heartbeat, but there was a surprise in there, too. Hulk had leukemia, and there's no word when he was diagnosed. He'd never disclosed it before. He died, of course, last Thursday at the age of 71. Medics were called to his home in Florida just before 10 a.m. They tried to revive him for something like a half hour before taking him to a local hospital, and that's where he was pronounced dead. It feels really good to say Saskatchewan Day Long Weekend is here. However, look at that. Hey, as you drive to work this morning, the price of gas got up $1.38.9 at a lot of the stations. Look at how they time that, just in time for your weekend. If you're going to campgrounds this weekend, there is still some limited availability across the province. In fact, Robin Campezzi from Sass Parks is popping in here in about 10 minutes, and we'll go through everything you need to know. If you're going to celebrate Saskatchewan Day, there are some extra events that you'll want to be aware of. Might be at the park you're going to. Right now, though, Garden Talk co-host Jill Van Dyvendyke is here with our Saskatchewan Day Long Weekend to-do or reminder list, if you will. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here ahead of the big show on Sunday at 9. I know the watering and gardening, and it doesn't take a break in these summer months. And someone was asking whether or not this is the last weekend you have to fertilize shrubs. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah, actually there is. You want to start letting your plants shut down for the wintertime. So your trees, you should be done fertilizing. Unless you've never fertilized them at all this year, maybe you can give them one more shot of fertilizer, but do a low nitrogen. Your maples and birches, absolutely no fertilizer on those, and same with your evergreens. They need to shut down for the winter, or else we're going to have trouble with winter kill. But if you want to give your shrubs and perennials one more shot of fertilizer, you can do that, but then put your fertilizer away and store it until next year.
That's interesting to know. What about vegetables, though?
Your vegetables and your annual flowers, they're all still growing and they need those nutrients. And so making sure that we continue to feed them is just kind of like when you're going to a restaurant and your mouth starts salivating when it's time to eat your vegetables and your flowers. They still need lots of food. So make sure that you're feeding them regularly with just a well-balanced fertilizer and those vegetables. They love those organics with all those micronutrients in them. So don't hang up the towel on those guys yet. Keep fertilizing them right until harvest.
Jill Van Dyvendyke from Garden Talk Sunday morning for 2 hours starting at 9 o'clock. And well, I'm not a huge green thumber, but I do like to muck around in the yard. Got so lots of flowers. I enjoy deadheading the flowers and seeing the next one come along. And you think that's got to be vital at this time of the year too?
Yeah, it's important to be deadheading your flowers and even doing a little bit of pruning. Sometimes your plants can get lanky, so giving them that prune, a lot of the annual flowers, they'll set their seeds, but if you pinch their seeds off, the flower goes, I got to do it again. And so they'll just keep reblooming and reblooming.
Okay, and the conversation probably could go 3 hours this weekend on Garden Talk. I feel like that when I come in on a Monday morning and see the amount of texts, this show is just exploding more and more. And I think you're going to be diving into how to get everything through the heat, because August is here and it's off to a hot start here. And there's talk that it might be a pretty hot, hot month, which we, I think, all deserve here. It doesn't feel like July has been that great. So what do you think about dealing with the heat this time of the year?
Well, it's so important to keep our plants hydrated, but to always check the soil first. So sticking a piece of rebar, your finger in the soil, and watering your plants when they need water. If you've started a new plant or planted a new shrub, make sure you're not going away or you assign someone to be watering that, or else it's not going to survive for you. So keeping those plants hydrated, so important.
Consistent watering does the trick. Thank you so much, Jill. Yeah. Talk to you Sunday.
All right. Take care.
Well, provincial parks are going to be busy this long weekend. Loads of extras to find a way to enjoy when you're camping, and a few surprises, too. I'm joined now by Robin Campezzi from SAS Parks. Welcome back to the show, Robin.
Thanks, Greg.
Saskatchewan Day, long weekend. How are SAS Parks embracing the big day?
Oh, lots to see and do this weekend in our provincial parks. And I'm happy to report there is a little bit of availability in some of our parks as well. I'll get started, though, with what's happening. In and around Regina, we have some great programming happening at Echo Valley. They'll host a sunset paddle. They have night caching, a scenic hike on Monday. Rowans will have geocaching, a gnome hunt, a family bingo night, and Birds of a Feather program. And Buffalo Pound will have a haunted hike, craft club, and a teddy bear picnic.
So all of those are pretty close proximity to Regina to get out and enjoy Saskatchewan Day. Has SAS Park seen the month of July that we just got through here successful?
Yeah, July was great. I mean, we do have a park, like one whole park closed, right? So that affects what our occupancy is looking like compared to last year. But July was very, very busy in all the parks that were open. It was a great, great July. People took advantage.
What parks seem to be the most popular right now?
You know, the usual ones that you would expect. Good Spirit, Cypress Hills is always a busy destination, although there is a little bit of room this weekend. Those are some of the big ones. Duck Mountain is always popular for people for kind of those longer term stays.
You mentioned one of the parks being closed, obviously because of wildfires. What's the situation on fire bans this long weekend?
Yeah, we have fire restrictions in 11 parks and rec sites. Looking at the list, it's a lot of the northern park, so northeast, northwest, but you can bring your CSA approved self-contained heat, gas heating, or cooking devices. Those are permitted. So you're not without a fire fully. They just have to be the self-contained CSA approved.
Let's jump ahead. We're into August this long weekend. So what sort of percentage of campsites are still available?
We're really booked up this weekend. We're getting close to 90% occupancy, which is great. We love that people are taking advantage of summer and soaking it all in. In and around Regina, very hard to find a park to camp at. Rowans is almost fully booked. Echo has a bit of room. Buffalo Pound is pretty much booked. But if we have some campers that are willing to go a little bit further out, Cypress has a little bit of availability. Danielson, and then more northern parks like Meadow Lake and Makla have sites available.
What's the easiest way to know that the park you're going to has a fire ban or not?
Yeah, if you head over to our website, sasparks.com, we'll have a full listing of the parks that are under fire restriction at this time.
Summer's not over yet. We got a ways to go. How do you see the future of camping here? You got anything you're looking forward to this summer?
We have a full event calendar coming up here in August. We'll kick off with our summer cinemas, so that's the inflatable movie screens in the parks. New technology this year from our vendor that we're able to start those earlier. We weren't able to start them earlier previously because they didn't show sort of project unless it was dark, but they've embraced some new technology and we're able to start these when it's still daylight out. So I think families will really appreciate that. We have the Cannington Fair coming, Cabin Fever Art Festival coming up at Moose Mountain, which is one we've had for the last 4 or 5 years. Really, really exciting event that people really like to attend.
Robin Campezzi from SAS Parks. What about inflatable water parks? A lot of kids and families like those.
Absolutely. Those are really, really popular. Four of our parks right now. Those are at Blackstrap, Candle Lake, Duck Mountain, and Moose Mountain. Really family-friendly activity. I see moms, dads, kids taking advantage of those. And
that is an extra fee, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's an in-park lessee. So that's an in-park business that we work with. And so they do have a fee for those.
Well, I hate to say it, Robin, the days are getting a little shorter. The end of park season isn't really close, but it's near. What do you want everyone to know?
It is near. So if you're thinking about camping this season, it's very easy. Just go online, book that site or glamping dome or cabin. No matter what your preference is, we'd love to see you. As we get closer to mid-August, there's a lot of availability for campsites across the park system. So, and it's a great time to camp then. The parks are quieter, but the weather usually stays nice for those beach or boat days. And we would love to have you.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Greg.